In response to concerns that freedom of expression will not be protected during the Olympic Games, Vancouver Police Department spokesperson, Constable Lindsay Houghton, offered these assurances.
Well, what I can say is that there will be no protest-only zones. There aren't going to be any extraordinary efforts made to restrict protests and contain them because of the Games. Law that protects free speech will be in place before, during, and after the Games. We will uphold the law, and you know, no one's going to be allowed to violate it, but protesters will be certainly free to gather in any public space as long as their actions are lawful.
I asked Robert Holmes of the BCCLA to respond to Constable Houghton's comments and discuss his concerns about what will and will not be considered legal during the Games.
The difficulty, of course, is that the way that the provincial government and the City of Vancouver and Whistler and Richmond have treated this issue is by leaving things to the last minute and then springing a host of bylaws and enabling laws and other legal provisions that on their face are written in a very broad fashion and will so restrict free speech. For example, they have at the end of July come up with a bylaw in the City of Vancouver that says that celebratory signs of the Olympics are okay, but anything that's critical is not okay. And then they defined a whole host of areas, including the Vancouver Public Library, in and around it, and in and around any number of other downtown parks and venues that typically are used for people to protest and to make their viewpoints known. Those are all places where right now, on the face of the law, such action is banned. And we think those are unconstitutional, but because Vancouver left it to a very late stage and therefore made it difficult for people to get court actions challenging those up and running, and I should mention that we've, through two people, have started such an action, but who knows whether it'll get determined by the courts before the Olympics come along. So for the police officer to say, and I respect him and think that he is obviously a good professional law enforcement officer, but for him to say that free expression will be allowed to take place in Vancouver as long as it's within the law becomes somewhat of a circular proposition, that if his masters in the City of Vancouver or in the province of British Columbia put in place laws that really aim at squelching free speech during the Olympics, then that's very problematic.
Your organization is training legal observers, and the police have actually agreed to go through that training as well. What do you hope that the VPD and Integrated Security Unit will get out of the legal observer training?
Well, two things. One, we wanted to have the legal observer training program done in a manner where the session that was for people who want to be legal observers could come along without fear of thinking that there were going to be people from the VPD or the ISU there who would be busy engaging in surveillance and whatever else, and so would inhibit their willingness to come along or their willingness to actually go through the training program. So we set up a separate program where we would put on for the police the same kind of training so they'd see what we were saying to people who might want to be legal observers. What we're trying to do with this legal observer program is to tell people what the law provides in relation to what police and other law enforcement people can and can't do, and what is legitimate in terms of what people can and ought to do in relation to observing, and also when they are observing things, when they might want to take a record of what's going on, if protests are taking place or people are wanting to demonstrate and exercise their lawful rights of expression, and if they're interfered with.
I asked Constable Houghton to explain why the VPD had agreed to have officers take BCCLA legal observer training and what they hoped their members got out of the seminar.
We certainly welcome any opportunity that we get to share information with the BCCLA, and we agree with the BC Civil Liberties Association. We also want these games to be a showcase for democracy and free speech. Our goal for the 2010 Olympics is that they be safe, accessible, and welcoming. We want the entire world to appreciate that we're an open society and we place the highest values on the rights of the individual, not the least of which is the right to assembly and free speech.
Presumably your constables are already trained to respect people's liberties. What additionally are they going to get out of this training?
Well, not knowing what the BCCLA is going to be teaching, it's hard for me to speculate. But certainly, any information that they give our officers, you know, we'll take back and we'll incorporate it into our training. And we look for any opportunity, like I said, to improve communication both with organizations and improve the communication skills of our officers.
Thus, free speech advocates and city officials remain divided about whether or not freedom of expression will be respected come game time.